responsible for the way they interact with our communities. This is a sound ballot measure. We know that there will be lawsuits because this is a first of its kind in the nation oversight committee. And so we know in this environment that there'll be lawsuits. We can see the way in which our police unions are dealing with our current district attorney as he tries new and different ways to interact with our community. So we know that this ballot measure will be challenged. And I am confident that the way it's structured, it will withstand a challenge or any sort of lawsuit, including with the US Department of Justice as it currently stands and their fixation with Portland. I just think this is such an innovative way to bring accountability to our officers and bring transparency to our system. And I am an enthusiastic supporter of this ballot measure. And I'm here to say that this is just not something that we can address in Salem. It has to be addressed at our local level. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, thank you all for those very inspirational words.
That was an excerpt from the launch of the Yes for Police Accountability campaign regarding Portland ballot measure 26217. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings. Coming up next is News from the Boo, your look at the news inside KBOO. And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I am your host, Jenny Yokoyama, and I'm also one of your interim station co-managers. Here on News from the Boo, we talk about all things KBOO. What's going on with KBOO this week? It's a show for, well, anybody who is a part of KBOO or listens to KBOO, anybody who tunes in. So our volunteers, our members, our listeners. So I hope everyone is faring well enough after pretty harsh last week of smoke, but it was great to finally get some air. But then a lot of heavy news over the last few days and even today. So I hope everyone is able to do some things to take care of yourself and also to help take care of each other during this time. Today here on News from the Boo, I'm just going to talk about something here at KBOO that's been on our KBOO radar for the last week. Is the recent departure of two of our long-term programmers. We've gotten a few inquiries about this, and we just want to thank everybody for showing support for our programmers, our volunteers, and we just wanted to thank our volunteers for all of their time and their labor and their passion, their creativity that they brought to their shows. Again, as one of the station managers, I am here to answer your questions. So if anybody has questions, I can be emailed at manager@kboo.org. And our office line is 503-231-8032. Again, we appreciate people's inquiries and people's support. Speaking of programs, we're in the last few days of our program proposal drive. It goes through the end of the month, and we have some openings for our music programmers, especially. So if you are interested in being a DJ for KBOO, take a look at our website at kboo.fm, and you'll see a link right on the front of our webpage for a link to the program proposal page. You don't need any experience in radio, or you don't need any experience even having done a podcast or anything, but what you do need to be able to do is record a 1 hour pilot that kind of gives us an idea of what you think your show would sound like. And we're here to teach you how to radio. So we've gotten quite a few proposals already, but we always are taking proposals here at KBOO. So again, kboo.fm. Just go and click on that link and it'll take you to a form to fill out where you can also upload your audio. Something else we got going on through the end of the month for everybody listening right now, we got the Citizens Agenda Survey that is comments that we're looking from you, the listener, from our KBOO community, where we're asking you, what do you want KBOO to be talking about? What do you want KBOO News to be talking about when it comes to our election coverage? We want to know what's important to you. So just go onto our website. It's also on the front page of our website. You'll find a link to the Citizens Agenda Survey. It's pretty quick to fill out. It's a Google form. It's really easy to do, and it's really helpful to us and helpful to your fellow listener. Really looking forward to seeing what everybody's responses are, especially as the elections are creeping up on us. I can't believe that we're almost, what are we, 5 weeks away now? A little more than 5 weeks, something like that. So it's going to be an interesting election. We'll just say that. And make sure that you tune in for KBOO for that election coverage. And not too many announcements for this week. So I'll just close it out by reminding everybody that, you know, you listen to KBOO, you know, we're in the middle of our fall drive. And so just wanting to remind everybody that it's a good time to either renew your membership for KBOO or becoming a member of KBOO today. You know, we're always looking for people who believe in community radio and are in a place where they, you know, can financially help out. The thing that I personally love about, you know, radio as a medium is that it really is free for everyone. But the cost, the actual cost of it is not free. It does to make sure that our transmitter costs are covered and our soundboard, our building, all the stuff that actually makes the radio waves get to you. That does cost something. But I love that anybody can just tune in and, you know, you don't need internet access, even though I do love the internet and I do listen to KBOO online. I'm a fan of the radio medium, and I'm guessing that maybe some of you are too, since a lot of you are tuned in on the radio right now. So help keep KBOO free for everyone. Help keep KBOO possible, which in turn just allows all this wonderful community-produced, community-focused programming available to everyone. With the elections coming up and community news as important as it's ever been, right now is a good time to show your support for KBOO if you can. And the way you do that is go into our website at kboo.fm. We got a donate button right at the top. If you can, become a monthly donor. And if you know, can give a one-time donation, all of it is definitely appreciated. And if you're not so much an internet person, then we are always accepting donations through the mail. You can send in a donation through the snail mail at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. And thank you so much to everybody who has contributed. I think we've already raised over something like $30,000. So that's really awesome. We're trying to get to our goal of $80,000. So please help us get there and show your support for volunteer-powered, community-supported KBOO Portland. Well, News from the Boo will be back next Wednesday at 5:45 with updates from your community radio station. Thanks for tuning in.
Broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round, and you can't find a fire. but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains. We gon' walk it out and move mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand times again. Silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet.
into listener-supported community radio, KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Crossing Boundaries, virtual fishing derby and auction from Saturday, September